The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, this huge week of college basketball continues tonight with the Phillips 66 Big 12 Tournament. We have both first-round games on ESPN and on the ESPN app. K-State takes on TCU at 6:30 Eastern. Then Oklahoma hosts Iowa State in Norman. All that is coming your way tonight. And with that, we welcome you back to another hour of Get Up, coming to you live, as always, from the Seaport District at Pier 17. We're brought to you by Chase. I am Greeny, and we are jam-packed, huge hour headed your way, and here comes the menu. It is time to get up with a bold prediction. A Cowboys legend is ready to put Dak and Dallas in the Super Bowl. Is he crazy or is he right? You'll hear it right off the top. Plus, tag day comes and goes with big names involved. Some are staying, some are ready to go. We will tell you what it all meant for every team. And then finally, which of these young stud quarterbacks should be the next to break the bank? We'll answer those and other questions as we get up with you, starting right now. In Dallas, epicenter of the football world, where this week, of course, Dak Prescott on Monday night agreeing to the four-year, $160 million deal with the Dallas Cowboys, which led to this exchange yesterday on the show Stephen A's World on ESPN Plus between Stephen A. Smith and Cowboys legend Michael Irvin.
If the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl, not only will I MC the parade in front of all of those disgusted fans of y'all, I actually wear one of your suits doing it.
I will see you at SoFi, and we're going to be looking SoFi. We're going to be the fi. The Dallas Cowboys going to be at SoFi Stadium. That's right, for the Super Bowl, and we're going to be looking SoFi and SoFi with that star on the
side. Oh, my God. So, to be clear, the Super Bowl this year is going to be played at SoFi Stadium, the home of the LA Rams, and that is Michael Irvin saying the Cowboys are going to be there. Dwight Freeney, NFL superstar, is it Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys this year?
I don't think so. I mean, look, they got to make the playoffs first, right? They hadn't done enough to get there, and they have to build some good momentum. Now, internally, from an organizational standpoint, their goals will be Super Bowl being at the top of that list. And that is for every team in the National Football League, I believe. But I would say for them, maybe you just need to make some progress right now. Okay, they need to get on the right page, get the organization moving forward in the right way. And that is making the playoffs and maybe making a run in the playoffs. But they're not Super Bowl ready yet.
Marcus, I'm going to try and say this as nicely as I can because you know I love you, but this is why people can't stand the Cowboys and their fans, because they haven't been to the Super Bowl in a quarter of a century. They just didn't win the worst division we've ever seen of all time. They will have the same quarterback coming back that they've had before, only now he's getting paid 10 times as much, and their legends are saying, we're going to be in the Super Bowl this year. Candidly, Marcus, it does sound a little ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, hell yeah, it sounds ridiculous. The Cowboys are going to be at the Super Bowl. They're going to be watching it like me, you, Dwight, and Tori. They're going to be watching people, two other teams play in the Super Bowl. Some of their players will be there. The Dallas Cowboys are not making the Super Bowl this year, but I believe they are trending in that direction, and this was a big part of getting that process started. Do I think they'll be a better football team next year? Absolutely. Do I feel like they have the personnel defensively to run the scheme Quinn is going to implement? Yes, I think they'll be better on that side of the football. But as far as talking about a Super Bowl, I believe there are some things that need to happen over a number of years, maybe 2 or 3 years, we might be having this conversation about them being real players. They have tremendous talent. They have guys, but this team has to, like Dwight said, build that momentum, but also build that belief, man. They got to figure it out about who they are, what the identity is going to be moving forward. And the reason why this signing was huge is because you have a guy now that will set that tone. Dak Prescott will set the tone for what this football team will be, what they'll think like, what they'll play like, and the culture that's going to be around and surrounding this football team. And from the Dallas Cowboy fans' perspective, you feel good about that because we've seen his leadership at the forefront and we've seen how these guys respond to him when he plays. But to get into Super Bowl or bus talk, that's just dumb.
Torrey Smith, you told us earlier you have family members in Virginia who've never left the state of Virginia who are Cowboy fans. That's just the way this thing tends to go. So we know what their expectations are. But what are yours? What are realistic expectations for the Dallas Cowboys this coming season now with Dak finally under contract?
I think they make the playoffs. You know, the expectations for this team doesn't change. This is a team that expects to be a contender each and every year. And Dak just being signed keeps it makes things easier. You know you can build around him and that's your guy. But this is a team that does have the talent on the offensive side of the ball, but there are three phases of this game. You have to be able to play defense, and they just weren't good last year. There's really no way to sugarcoat it, and they have to fix those holes. But this is a team that can contend in a division right now that isn't as dominant, that can be had, and it's very balanced across the board. So my expectation for them would be to make it to the playoffs, but when you get there, anything goes. But I do not see them in the Super Bowl.
You expect them to win the division next year, Marcus, with a Washington football team that has a legitimately great defense. And, of course, we don't know who their quarterback is going to be. They won the division at 7-9 last year. Do you expect the Cowboys to win the division next season?
Absolutely. I expect them to win it. And I expect Dak Prescott to be the difference. Now, it could change, though, G, based on what the Washington football team does at quarterback. But I believe Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, especially with an offensive line that'll be healthier than they were last year, they should be considered the favorites in the NFC East.
They are an odds-on
favorite. That ain't saying
favorite.
Much, though.
An odds-on favorite in Vegas. Torrey, why are you shaking your head?
Washington is the best team in that division right now. And that's with or without an upgrade.
Torrey, they don't have
position.
A quarterback.
Listen, Taylor, listen. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that you may not know.
Oh, my God.
Who you had the opportunity to learn about in the playoffs knows this offense. You're talking about a team last year that won the division without their offense operating at the high level or the way that Scott Turner designed it to be. That element was missing. There was no vertical attack. It was missing. You get a guy in, even if it's Taylor Heineke, with that defense and what Ron Rivera was able to do in 1 year, you have to believe that they're the favorite. Dallas is always the favorite just because it's Dallas, but we all know what happens. Y'all always fold when it comes
Torrey,
down
that's
to
not
it.
True.
But Washington is the real deal on the defensive side of the ball.
Marcus.
So you're going to be one of them. It's nothing about the damn division telling Torrey to watch the football team. They don't even know who their quarterback is. And don't tell me about no Taylor Heineke, okay? I've said this for years. Quarterbacks play great when you play them and you don't have a plan for them. It always works that way. Remember Jalen Hurts against the New Orleans Saints? Remember that? Remember Jalen when he started for the Eagles and we all went crazy? And then the following games, they proceeded to lose because the book becomes out. Now you got to overcome that. Don't tell me about no Heineke. We know Dak Prescott, the best quarterback in this division. We know this defense is going to be better based on scheme. And we know offensively, the Dallas Cowboys have the most talent in the division. Don't be telling me they're watching the football team. And we don't even know who their quarterback is. This man said Heineke.
Hasn't Dallas had the most talent for the last 100 years? They haven't been good since we had flat screen TVs. At some point, all that potential only goes somewhere. Bro. You have to go out there and get it done. And the Washington football team is building something special right now.
Can I just say one thing? And Dwight, I will let you break this tie here. The Washington football team won the division last year, Marcus, and they were dead last in QBR. Their quarterback play can't get worse because it was the worst in the entire league
last year.
And they won the division. Dwight, break the tie. Who wins the division next year? Dwight Freeney, go.
Well, listen, I'm going to say who should win the division. And who should win the division is Dallas. They have more talent. Now, I don't know if they're going to win.
Thank you, Dwight.
But they should win.
Okay. Marcus, I give you a final word. Go ahead.
G, please. Thank you for giving me the final word. If you tell me about the NFC East and the Washington football team winning it last year, I ain't coming on this damn show no more. Dak Prescott got hurt the fifth game of the season. Daniel Jones quarterbacking the Giants. And we all watched the bonfire in Philly. And you gonna tell me, well, they did win the division and they did. I think they building something great. I said if they get Deshaun Watson, then they are the favorites. If they get a quarterback that we feel could play at the level of which Dak Prescott can play. But don't tell me nothing. I mean nothing about the NFC East last year. The last week of the season, we had damn near the Cowboys was going to win the division. Don't bring that year up no more, G. You got my blood pressure high. Don't bring that year up no more. It don't matter.
They didn't win it.
I am just going to text the word Heineke to Marcus once an hour for the rest of the day just because I think it will be fun. As we continue, just because you're paid like a top quarterback doesn't mean you make Swagoo's top five list. Let's see if Dak makes the cut as Marcus picks his fabulous five. Plus, should the Eagles be all in on Jalen Hurts? Our crew will weigh in. As we roll on, it's Get Up, and we're firing on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We're back on Get Up, and I thought this was really interesting. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie has instructed his team to prioritize making Jalen Hurts successful in 2021 as opposed to creating a true quarterback competition. This source is telling our Chris Mortensen. More tweeting the other day, I would not report the Eagles have internal unanimity on Hurts as QB1, but sources say the boss, Jeffrey Lurie, has instructed his group to prioritize making Hurts successful in 2021 as opposed to creating a true competition. Well, that's really interesting. I want to come out here, and let me start with you, Tori. What is your reaction? Here's the owner, it seems, telling the people who he pays to make these decisions what decisions they should be making. What do you think?
I mean, I like it. If you watch what happened to Philadelphia this past season, it's been tough, right? I feel like this is a team that's learning from their mistakes. All we talked about over the past year is, oh, they have a quarterback. What's Carson going to do? He has to play well. And let's be honest, quarterbacks have the most fragile egos of any player in the league. Why? Because they are the only player on the team that can honestly say it's their team. And you want to protect that at all costs. So when you think about a young quarterback like Jalen Hurts, you want him to have the opportunity to go out there and feel like it's his team. You don't want him looking over his shoulder. Now, how long will that last? I'm not sure. But I feel like going into the offseason, into year one, with this new staff, you want to make sure that everyone knows, including us on the outside of the locker room, that this is your guy going forward, because there were so many different things that people were able to talk about. We're talking about Philadelphia in a negative way, like it's a dysfunctional organization. It's not. It's really a first-class organization. So as an owner, sometimes you have to step in and say, this is what we're doing, because we have to fix this outcry from everyone else outside of our building.
I get what you're saying, but Marcus, is it the owner who should be doing that? Is it the owner who should be saying, we're going to make it clear that this is our guy and give him a chance to make it his team, Marcus?
Not at all, G. Not at all. The owner should never speak on that, because the owner is not going to be there on a day-to-day basis seeing these guys progress and really understanding if they can do that. Now, it's the responsibility of the people that the owner is paying to get Jalen Hurts ready. And I like an open endorsement. Like, there's nothing wrong with that for every team to do for the guy that they consider to be their quarterback. It could work in both ways, right? Jalen goes out and performs, it's great. And you perceivably have a guy going forward in the future. But also, like, from football is based in competition. Like, that is the premise of the whole game. Especially when you start talking about the NFL, Dwight can speak to it, Tori can speak to it. Every week there's a group of guys being brought in to see if they can get better at certain positions. That's what the league is about. C- competition is healthy. Like, it's needed. And Jalen Hurts comes from a culture where he played at the University of Alabama where competition is key. Like, you have to become a starter to be a starter, basically, when it comes to getting to the point where you can prove yourself as far as football. So Jalen has to do that. But I like the open endorsement to give him confidence, but they should bring in a vet just to make sure they're covered in case he doesn't pan out.
Your point is a good one. I mean, Jalen Hurts legendarily lost his starting job at Alabama, and no one has ever handled anything better than he handled that. Dwight Freeney, what do you think?
Well, I have a hard time believing that the owner would go out there and say this without any conversation with the head coach. I think they had some type of conversation and belief that he will be the guy. And it's the owner's team. He can do what he wants as long as he's in congruent with the coaching staff. So if he decides to step out there and say something, you know, we don't have to automatically assume he's doing that on his own with no one else knowing what's going on. I believe that he probably made the statement having that conversation with the head coach, knowing what his quarterback will be doing.
Right, we'll see. Again, if you just very quickly look at the way they've handled their situation since the offseason, they fired the coach after a power struggle with the quarterback, brought in a new coach exclusively because he seemed to be the coach the quarterback wanted. Then the quarterback still wanted out. They traded him away for pennies on the dollar, and now the owner is deciding again who the quarterback is going to be. A recent track record suggests that maybe that isn't the best idea. We'll take a quick break as we continue. Being paid top dollar doesn't automatically make you the best. What is the true value of Dak's dollars compared to the NFL's elite? We will have that as we continue in a moment. And here's our head-to-head showdown. Sneaky Hembo and Dan Graziano. Here's the question. Which quarterback owns the longest active streak of making the Pro Bowl? That's the question. Graziano's going at it next. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Graziano looked to me like he thinks he knows it. Here's the sneaky question. Which quarterback has the longest active streak of making the Pro Bowl? Dan.
I was going to say Breeze, but then I think he probably didn't make it this year, so I can't say Breeze. I guessed Russell Wilson yesterday, and I was wrong, so I'm going to go with that again in case he's trying to be extra sneaky and say Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is correct. 4 consecutive years, Russell Wilson. The passing up on Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson, who each have 3. And look at the score right now. Graziano has put up 2 touchdowns this year on Sneaky Hembo and made the extra point. 14-9 in favor of Dan. Coming up, the Cowboys keep their franchise quarterback. Dak Prescott got everything he wanted. Will everyone still be happy if Dak isn't viewed as one of the top 5 in the game? Marcus is counting him down. Get up on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are back on Get Up, and there's so much talk about quarterbacks getting their deals, the one who just did, the ones who might be next. It brings to mind the question for Marcus Spears today. Who are the top 5 quarterbacks in the National Football League? There's no one whose answer to that question I'm more interested in hearing than the big Swagoo. Marcus, take it away.
All right, G, let's start at number five, man. My man, Russell Wilson. Listen, Russ was trending towards being the MVP this year. As the stretch went along, he had some problems, had some issues, and was not the Superman that we expected or needed him to be in order for Seattle to move forward. So I got Russ at five. This was a hard one. Moving on, number four, my man, TB12, Tom Brady. Listen, yo, you can say what you will, and we can get into a GOAT conversation overall, whatever. We already know the answer. But his numbers were amazing this year. It was magnificent. His impact on this team, once they figured this offense out, he was spreading the ball around, playing as well as anybody in the NFL at the quarterback spot. So TB is at number four for me, Super Bowl champion. First year with a new team, made all of that stuff come together. Argument for him to have the greatest season based on the things that transpired. At number three, I got Deshaun. Listen, you take away his receivers, you give him this organization that is in a mess, and he still goes out and leads the league in passing. He still goes out and has this team who decided that they did not want to play any defense this year. They were out on it. They did not want to do it. And he had these one possession games multiple times this year down the stretch because of his brilliance, because of how good he is, and how well he's suited for the position at quarterback. That's Deshaun Watson at number three. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, league MVP. We saw what he did in Green Bay this year, put up crazy numbers. Everybody talked about they need this, they need that. They're not good enough. The Packers can't win because they didn't draft a receiver in the first round. All Aaron Rodgers went out and did with Devontae, with Lazard, with Valdez-Scantling, with Tonyan at tight end was go out and put up historical numbers, win league MVP, and go to the NFC Championship. Aaron Rodgers. Second best. And y'all know who number one is. Let's not get it twisted. Let's not get caught up in what we watched happen in the Super Bowl. That would have been any quarterback. And he still gave his guys opportunities to make catches in that situation. It's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still the guy that makes Kansas City go. It's still the guy that puts this team on his back. Time and time again, when they need drives and need to make plays, they still ended up in the Super Bowl this year. Patrick Mahomes is still the top guy in the NFL, and I believe it's going to be that way for a while.
That's an outstanding list. Again, there's Marcus's list. Mahomes at one, Rodgers two, Watson three, Brady four, and Russell Wilson five. I don't know that there's a lot of room for argument there, though I'm open to any if anyone wants to make one. And look who has joined the party in the lower right of your screen, the one, the only, Dominic Foxworth is here, fresh off finishing the...
I know he got something to say.
Well, he was just putting the final, dotting the I's and crossing the T's on Dak's contract along with the rest of the family. But here is the question that I think comes from that. And I can bring a few names into the conversation, but let's start with Dak. A week ago, Dak Prescott's omission, his name not being on that list, no one would have batted an eye. The reality is, if you're going to get paid like that, Dominique, are there going to be people out there? Is it reasonable for people to say, hey, you're getting paid like that. You need to be on this list when we make it next year?
Maybe. I mean, I think people are going to do that either way. When you're a starting quarterback, the expectations are high. When you get a big contract, they're high. And when you're in Dallas, they're even higher. So I think people are going to be tough on Dak, and that's fine. He's built for it. Every time things have gotten harder, he's gotten better. So he will be fine going forward. I don't personally care that he's on Swagoo's list or not, because if he's number one, two, three, or four, it doesn't matter. The only number that matters to me right now is $160 million. So he's got that number. That's the one that counts. He's going to keep balling. if you look at his numbers are pretty impressive. He has the same QBR as Deshaun Watson over the course of his career, same offensive efficiency as Deshaun Watson over the course of his career. I'm not going to argue that he's better. There are plenty of other people that can go on that list, including Lamar Jackson. There are a lot of names that you left off. The NFL should just be happy that they have so many young, talented, exciting quarterbacks, and hopefully no one else messes around with any of their money the way that Jerry tried to do my man Dak.
Well, taking out of the equation the guys who are just too young to even consider, the three names that I wrote down as Marcus was going were Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen and Dak Prescott. Prescott just got his money, and it does beg the question, are Lamar and Josh Allen the next guys to get it? They see, unless I'm overlooking someone, they seem to be the only reasonable people that anyone could make an argument for as far as crashing this list is concerned. And so, Torrey, I would ask you, what does that suggest to you? If you're going to get paid like that, all your Cowboy family member, you know, Cowboy fan family members, are their expectations going to change based upon the finances?
I mean, no, the expectations aren't going to change at all, and it shouldn't. The expectation is always going to be to perform at a high level, whether he was still paid his first his fourth-round draft pick salary or being the highest-paid guy in the league. That doesn't change. That's just a move. I compare it to, again, home ownership again. If you own a home, just because you bought it at the premium price doesn't mean it's going to consistently be at that level. You just get what your market value is, and that's what he earned. So I'm extremely excited for him. But when it comes to Swagoo's rankings, it's hard to argue with it. You know, I think there's a tier of guys that you could maybe rotate in between after Tom Brady. I'm never going to disrespect Tom Brady ever again. He's always going to win. I'm never betting against him. I'm throwing that towel in. But, you know, you talk about Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Dak. Like, there's a tier where you can argue where guys should be placed. And like Dominique said, the only thing that really matters is where your dollar is ranked, because you can be a Pro Bowl player and an all-pro player, and people can still think you're not top five. But what is your bank account saying? That's the most important number that we should be talking about right now.
Dwight, what do you think of the list? Is there anything on there that jumps out to you? Anything you argue with? Anything you disagree with?
No, there's nothing I argue with. I might switch, you know, Russell to, you know, maybe three and Deshaun five, maybe, just because Russell has, you know, that career, just, you know, winning championships, does it pressure moments. He's always came through. We hadn't seen, you know, Deshaun in the playoffs like we've seen Russell in the playoffs. So from that perspective, maybe I give the edge. But I love the list, man. I absolutely love it. And as far as the pressure is concerned on Dak, there is a little bit more pressure. Now, not much.
Yeah.
I'm sure he puts a lot of pressure on himself, but now he's getting paid in the top five. He's probably thinking, a lot of people are thinking, he should be playing like the top five. So there is a little bit more pressure on him, not much. I'm sure he puts a lot of pressure on himself anyway.
He enters that list of people, Dominique, and there is that list of people in sports and, frankly, sometimes out of sports as well, who every time your name is mentioned, they talk about how much money you make. That's just the reality of the situation. And again, it's a good problem to have, but it is the reality. They will mention your salary every time they mention your name.
When you are that person, you are the quarterback of the team or the leader of an organization, and you're getting that big money, when things go wrong, it's always your fault. It's always because you're getting too much money or you didn't make the plays in that moment. No matter how bad their defense is, if they have a losing season next year, at the end of the year, we're not going to be looking at the defensive coordinator or looking at the D-line or the corners and giving them a hard time. We're going to be looking at Dak Prescott. He knows it, and that's why we pay the guys like that this type of money. He's going to get all the pressure. If they don't perform, people are going to say it's because they had to let go of so much talent in order to pay Dak. So that's the way it is. I wish that it was different. I wish that we could be more nuanced in these conversations, but that's how life is. We like to oversimplify things, and that's how it's going to be for Dak. So to Dwight's point, maybe he will be under a little bit more pressure, but it feels like being the quarterback of the Cowboys for the last several years, I can't imagine how the pressure could get any higher. All we do is talk about Dak Prescott every day, every week, how well he's playing, how much better he's going to get, when he's going to get his money, and if he deserves what he's got. Like, that's the way it's going to be. He's used to it. He's built for it.
And he's been playing for this contract basically every snap of his career along the way. Right. Marcus, let me finish it with you where it began. And here's a question they didn't ask you to prepare, but I'm just fascinated by it. Who would have been six? I wrote down Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Dak Prescott. Who would have been six?
Lamar, Dak, and Josh. Six, seven, and eight. So okay. Josh at eight, Dak at seven, Lamar at six.
That's the beauty of Swag.
Mitchie's going to be on fire.
This is the best thing about Marcus. Let me just tell you. Every other person I have would have equivocated on that. He didn't prepare. He was just ready to go. He doesn't hold anything back. That's what we love about the big Swag. Yeah. Guys,
and
stay
y'all
with
know
me.
Damn well. Yeah. Y'all know damn well I don't care about no mentions.
I do. It's hilarious.
Fair enough. All right. Let me run the hurry up. Get me Graziano in here because yesterday was tag day and a bunch of interesting things happened. Dan Graziano, start with Marcus Williams. What happened yesterday?
The New Orleans Saints franchise tagged Marcus Williams, which was a surprise to a lot of people. The Saints are projected to be about $50 million, now about $60 million over the salary cap, which, by the way, Greeny, just moments ago, NFL teams were informed will be $182.5 million this year, a significant drop from last year as a result of the pandemic, as we all knew was coming, but that figure is finalized, $182.5. Breaking news here on the salary cap. Chris Carson will try and get some salary cap money from some team as a free agent. The Seattle Seahawks did not franchise him. He has the unenviable task of hitting the free market as a running back in a league that doesn't like to pay them. Seattle will work to try and get him back, but obviously it's going to have to be on their kind of deal. The running back franchise tag would only be about $8 million, which is kind of reasonable, so it's tough for running backs. They couldn't even get that money. And speaking of which, Aaron Jones, not franchised by the Green Bay Packers. Again, they would like to have him back. They will work on a long-term deal, but it's possible Aaron Jones hits the market along with Chris Carson at that running back position and tries to find more money somewhere else. Remember last year, Melvin Gordon thought he'd get big money, signed with the Broncos for about $8 million a year, which again is what these teams likely would have had to pay on a franchise tag and didn't feel it was worth it. So potentially bad news for free agent running backs yet again.
And super quickly, let me circle you back to what you said at the beginning there, because it caught me a little bit by surprise. Breaking news, just the last few moments, teams informed that the salary cap will be 182.5. Quickly, is that lower? I feel like that's a little lower than maybe had been expected. Is that accurate? Do we think teams expected it to be slightly higher?
Well, remember, last summer, the league and the union negotiated that it couldn't fall below 175, no matter what. And then a couple weeks ago, they raised that minimum to 180. So teams were budgeting around 180. This will give a little bit of a boost on that, but a significant drop. It was 198.2 this year, and it's been increasing by about 10% each year. So this is going to be, it's going to cause a lot of teams to make a lot of cuts that they don't want to have to make over the next week.
Yes, over the next few days, so we can expect to see that, Dan. Well done. All right, make sure you're aware, Champ Week continues, and then we got the big chomp conferences now in action. The Big 12 tournament starts tonight. We have both first-round games on ESPN and the ESPN app. K-State taking on TCU, then Oklahoma and Iowa State in Norman. That's tonight on ESPN. In other news, the Miami Heat said that center Myers Leonard will be away from the team indefinitely after he used an anti-Semitic slur while playing a video game that was streamed on the internet. The NBA is also investigating. Leonard apologized yesterday, saying he didn't understand what the term meant when he said it, and he added, quote, "My ignorance about its history and how offensive it is to the Jewish community is absolutely not an excuse, and I was just wrong." We'll be back in a moment. Get up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
The Clemson and Texas Pro Days are tomorrow, and you can get exclusive coverage on ACC Network and the Longhorn Network. Tigers workout starts at 10 a.m. Eastern. Coverage of the Longhorns begins at 7:30 Eastern. Get a look at some of these young men who will have their names called in 7 weeks and change here on the upcoming NFL draft. And with that, we welcome you back to our studio here. This is Get Up on ESPN. I am Greeny. We're with you commercial free for the next almost 14 minutes here on ESPN with lots of football news left to get to. And then top of the hour, it's time for First Take, Her Take. Charlie, Shanae, and Kimberly A. Martin bringing their podcast to TV, and the quarterbacks will be the focus. What are the expectations for Dak, Jalen Hurts, and Russell Wilson? That starts at 10 Eastern. We are commercial-free all the way from now till then here on ESPN, and it begins with this. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta said the team could strike a long-term contract extension with quarterback Lamar Jackson this offseason, and that he will speak to the MVP within the next 10 days. Here is DaCosta with more.
If you go to the Bentley dealership or the Range Rover dealership, you know what the cars are going to cost. You're not going to get much of a discount. And I think he's very appreciative of the organization and our stance and different things. And we're confident and committed to trying to get a long-term deal done. And hopefully we can get that done at some point, you know, in the near future. It may take a little time, but we're willing to try.
All right, so we are overrun with Ravens on the show today. Marcus played for the Ravens. Neek played for the Ravens. Torrey played for the Ravens. Neek, let me ask you this. We all agree. Lamar Jackson has been unbelievable. He has greatly outperformed the expectation of being the 32nd pick in the first round. And Graziano pointed out, because he was drafted so late, he's made a lot less money than a guy like Baker Mayfield, for example, or others who were drafted earlier. But as we sit here and consider the huge extension for which he is eligible, his style of play, the amount that he gets hit, would it give you any pause about writing that check?
Absolutely not. I mean, the style of play is one thing, but the success is another. Like, the success that the Ravens have had with Lamar Jackson is something that I don't think very many people expected, and a lot of teams are envious of it. So this offense, this team does not work without Lamar Jackson, so I don't understand the rationale behind not paying him. We're not asking you to give him a lifetime deal. It's probably going to be a 4 or 5 year contract. I suspect Lamar Jackson will be all right for that time period, and I do think that his style of play could work elsewhere. So he has leverage if he wants it. But the Ravens organization has been a very, very smart one, organized one, and one that thinks into the future pretty well. So I don't see them going into a situation where they're in some big public contract dispute, or they'll be franchise tagging Lamar Jackson. They're going to figure out a way to sign him very soon before they get to that situation.
To be clear, they wouldn't get to that situation for a long time. They're a long way from Dak. They could pick up his fifth-year option and not do anything right now and push it at least one more year down the road. And again, to be clear, I happen to agree with you, but the argument on the other side would be he just gets hit more than a lot of other quarterbacks, and so you have a greater risk of injury, and if you're paying that much money to one player and that player is hurt, you got a problem. Is that it? Does that make no sense whatsoever?
No, it makes sense. It's reasonable. I understand. It's logical. But then the question that I would hit you with is, what you going to do then? So you're going to not pay him? Or are you just going to try to wait it out and let him leave after 5 years?
I don't understand what the alternative is. Foxy.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Greeny wants you to give him $25 and a piece of bubble gum because you can't win the Super Bowl if you pay him. So don't
put it on the bottom line.
Win the Super Bowl
put it on the bottom line. Greeny thinks that Lamar Jackson is worth 25 cents and some bubble gum.
You are conflating two different topics now, Marcus. That's not fair. The idea that a team, don't get me started now. You open the show yelling and I'll end it yelling if you need me to. No one is suggesting that you let Lamar Jackson go. He's the best thing that's happened to them in a very long time. But the question is, does every deal just keep going up? I mean, things can't just keep growing all the way to the sky. So you had Deshaun's deal, and then you have Dak's deal, and then you have Patrick Mahomes' deal. Is that what I'm asking you is, do you just walk in there and say, okay, this is what they're getting paid, I'll give you that plus $10, no problem? Or do you try and figure out something that might be a little bit less than that and see if he'll go for it? That maybe he doesn't, and that's fine, but that would be the question, Dominique. I'm not in any way suggesting let him go.
No, I think that you try to have that conversation with him and you try to figure out a way to make it a mutually beneficial relationship. But I think that you could argue that since it's not next offseason, next offseason when the cap goes up again, you have leverage if you're Lamar Jackson to say the cap's gone up, so the quarterback going rate should go up. I think right now it's fair for Lamar Jackson to ask for Dak Prescott money, and I think the Ravens can expect to pay something like that and survive as an organization going forward if they have to pay something like that. But the sooner you pay these quarterbacks, it seems like once you know that they're good, the sooner you pay them, the better off you are as far as a cap management situation comes. And I know we can look at Wentz and Goff, but turned out that those guys weren't as good as we thought they were. I don't think we have any reason to believe that Lamar Jackson won't continue to be Lamar Jackson.
Right. I happen to agree with that. You guys make me crazy. You have me arguing against my own point, which is that I would do it in the first place. Torrey, how about you? What do you think?
I mean, Dominique, first of all, don't start with Carson today. Secondly, Lamar Jackson is a guy that has earned his payday, but he doesn't have the leverage, and that's what it's going to boil down to. If you're able to stretch out his contract, which it would make sense to sign a guy that everything about Baltimore, the way they love him, the way the city loves you, it tells them that they want to build around him. So now's the time to do that, like Dominique said, to spread out that cap hit. But the reality of it is Lamar doesn't really have the leverage. So the higher contract now, for him, is an extension. The Ravens can control him for this season, the fifth-year option because he was picked in the first round, and they could technically franchise him for two more years. So it's important to note the ability of control and leverage that the Ravens have at this point. So it's something that I could see being done, but the Ravens don't have to be in a rush at all.
I mean, they're in a situation of strength right now, which is a good time to negotiate a contract. I don't think that they're going to be fighting Lamar Jackson, but this is a good time to negotiate a contract.
One cannot help but notice that Marcus seems exasperated. Marcus, what are
don't
all
start,
those faces?
Don't start, Marcus.
I keep hearing my two brothers say that the Ravens have all the leverage. How? Guys, he's the best player on the team. The leverage lies with Lamar Jackson. If Lamar Jackson said, look, I'm not playing until y'all pay me, what the Ravens going to do?
They're going to pay him. But I think my point is that we're not in a
so I get
not,
I get
in that situation.
I get what
we're not
y'all
in a leverage
saying.
conversation situation. Like, we aren't there with them. This isn't a Dak Prescott situation. This is a joint kind
of
conversation that
saying,
they're having there.
Both of y'all said the Ravens have the leverage. Both of y'all said the Ravens have the leverage right now.
I mean, technically, I said they're in a position of strength. I didn't use the word leverage because leverage,
what the hell is a position of strength?
It's very different. Very different. It's very different.
We have a discrepancy nonsense
now.
You
keep
all
Marcus, your degrees.
Go. Yeah.
Here's the point, all right? It's just like we had this conversation about Dak. The leverage comes from your film and the fact that you're the best player on this team. Now, I get it. I understand that you can play hardball. Like, the Ravens can play hardball if Lamar was stomping the yard to get $42 million a year or something like that. But I don't believe that's the case either. But the bottom line is, when we start talking about leverage, and Foxy and Torrey know, few guys. I'm not talking about everybody in the NFL. Yeah. Lamar Jackson has a different type of leverage than majority of the players in the NFL. He holds the cards because after him, there is no answer like the Dallas Cowboys situation was.
So we'll see where that winds up going. All right, I'm going to leave that there for the moment. I have a few other things I want to get to. Always leave him wanting more. And I can see from Neek's face he wanted more. But I got other stuff to get to, including the Patriots. Who will be acquiring offensive tackle Trent Brown from the Raiders in a trade after agreeing to a restructured one-year contract worth up to $11 million with him. That's Field Yates' reporting. The Pats, of course, coming off a third-place finish in the division. Keep in mind, they had a league-high 8 players opt out last season. They're going to get a lot of those guys back. They have the 4th most cap space this offseason. They have the 15th pick in next month's draft. They could come roaring back in a hurry here, and you would expect them to be highly motivated to do just that. But I guess the real question, Torrey Smith, is who do you expect their quarterback to be when they do it?
I think they should call up San Francisco and ask if they can get their quarterback back. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's a guy that knows their offense. We could talk about drafting guys all day, but there's nothing like having a guy that knows your offense and that has proven that he can be successful in that system and with those coaches. And it seems to me that San Francisco hasn't come out to say that, hey, we want to change or upgrade at the quarterback position. But they sure aren't hiding the fact that they're interested in trying to see if they can perform better at that position because they are a great quarterback play away from being in the Super Bowl again. So I think it makes the most sense for both parties. The San Francisco 49ers could potentially receive another draft pick, and they could use that to even trade for a guy like Sam Darnold or who knows. But the San Francisco 49ers aren't far away, but the Patriots would do very well with their guy back.
Dan, a lot of people are connecting those dots. What do you think of that notion, the likelihood of Graziano to New England? Of Garoppolo
to New England. But Garoppolo could. The key with San Francisco is who's the replacement, right? They have said publicly and privately that they're okay going with Garoppolo. They believe in him. They think they can win with him. They have won with him. But, you know, if they could upgrade the position, I don't think they're averse to that. He has no more guaranteed money left. He has a no-trade clause this year only, oddly enough, in the contract. But presumably he would waive that to go to New England. So they could make it happen if they found a replacement. Look, if Deshaun Watson becomes available, do they make a run at him? Is that better than Jimmy Garoppolo? Yes. If they are able to move up in the draft and take a guy they're in love with as the franchise guy for the future, then maybe. But yeah, around the league, when you ask people, who do you think New England's quarterback's going to be? Everybody says, it'll eventually be Garoppolo. That's a popular opinion. It's just a matter of getting San Francisco on board with the idea of moving him. And to do that, they would have to be confident that they had a good replacement.
Marcus, do you like it? If they get all those guys back on defense who opted out, they spend some free agent money and they draft someone at 15, someone to contribute somewhere else, and Garoppolo is the quarterback. Can they win the division with that team?
Absolutely. Listen, we forget, like, we have this discussion. Bill Belichick is still the head coach. And the New England Patriots competed. They just didn't have the personnel good enough to do anything. So when you look at not only the opt-outs, we talk about these opt-outs too. Like we need to mention who the hell the opt-out were. It was Chung. It was Hightower. It was the heartbeat of the defense. It was a leadership void. It was all of those things. So, yes, they can be in direct competition. And if they get Jimmy Garoppolo, they'll be right there. And I'll probably pick them to win the division outside of Buffalo. For real, for real.
Yeah, that they could come back in a big hurry. And again, one would assume that Bill Belichick will be highly motivated to do just that. But let's finish it where we started today. And that, of course, is with the biggest winner of the NFL offseason. His name is Dak Prescott. Again, the four-year, $160 million deal. Some final thoughts on this as we bring the crew back in here in the moment that we have left before we make way for First Take. And I will again just smile and ask Marcus Spears the following question. Are you concerned, Marcus, that the Cowboys will be hamstrung now against the cap after having paid their quarterback?
No, I'm not. And I'm not letting you do this to me at the end of the show. I done fought with you and Tori and Foxy. I ain't fighting no more. Me and Dwight, the only two people on this show with any sense and that can act civilized. All of y'all, the rest of y'all act like some clowns when we on TV. Y'all just want to come at the D lineman guy. Nah, G, here's the deal, man. Dallas now has the responsibility. The focus shifts to this team, making good decisions, drafting well, and putting guys in positions. And this team is not as far away as you think when it comes from the standpoint of finding a couple pieces from a defensive standpoint to at least be a team you can put out there with units that can win games. So I think they're fine. They'll manage it. It's the Cowboys' responsibility, not Dak's.
Dwight Freeney, we have so enjoyed having you here today. Thank you for being our special guest. You finished your career with 125 and a half sacks. I feel like you racked up at least two more today with an outstanding job. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all having me. Stay strong, dog. Stay strong out there, Marcus.
I freak.
Torrey Smith, outstanding. What a terrific day. Thank you so much for getting up with us. Busy day today. Again, the NFL, they lock in their salary cap for next year at $182.5 million. That news just in. We will see you tomorrow. First Take, Her Take, a special edition starts now.